Well, hello there. Welcome to another Sunny Day Devo. It's time to take a few minutes and savor the silver lining. Page one, time for rhyme. This one's entitled, That's My Dad. Probably should have saved this for Father's Day, but you know what? I just had it on my heart, so I'm going to use it anyhow. That's my dad. He's Superman. He's ironclad. He's bulletproof. Yeah, that's my dad. When stress from life makes some folks mad, he presses on, my stubborn dad. His smile brings hope when life is sad. He gives me strength, my rock, my dad. When things get broke, it's not that bad. We'll fix it up, says my dear dad. His jokes are lame, yet makes me glad. Can't help but laugh, my silly dad. He guards our home from all things bad. Down on his knees, my prayerful dad. To him, the job is not a fad. It's who he is. Yeah, that's my dad. Today's passage comes from Romans chapter 8, verse 14, then skipping down to 15b, the last part of 15 and 16. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Three things from that passage that stand out to me. Number one, this term Abba. Did a word study on it years ago, and I've heard many other folks say it as well, that this is one of those terms that's very, very endearing. It's a term of intimacy. It's almost equated with, and probably is best equated with, our word daddy. Number two, notice that the Spirit, which is given to us at baptism, Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, it testifies with our spirit. In other words, God's Spirit, his essence, testifies or unites with our spirit, our essence, to proclaim that we're children of God. And so you see the marvelous impact of having the Holy Spirit, which again comes at baptism. I'm convinced that's also what Jesus was talking about when he spoke to Nicodemus about being born of the water and the Spirit. Then number three, he says, it testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. The affirmative. We are God's children. We are his offspring, whether or not we ever adore him or honor him. But those of us who unite with his spirit are born again, we most certainly are of God in all aspects because he changes us. He gives us a new life. And so, yeah, that's my dad speaking spiritually of the Heavenly Father using that term Abba. Page two, a wonderful thing happened on our way to heaven. This one was written way back in 2008. Looks like it was in February of 2008. It's entitled, Just Like Dad. Gabriel and I are usually the first ones out of bed each morning. After climbing all over, under, and around me during my prayer time, we head to the shower. While I'm going through my bathroom routine, he usually sits on the floor and plays with his toy dinosaurs. As I transition to shaving, I can see a spike in his interest. About the time I have a good lather on my face, I hear him say, Dad, can I shave with you? Some time ago, we hung a small mirror off to the side of the sink, just high enough for Gabriel to use on occasions such as this. I mix up another handful of soap, smear it across his cheeks. He fights back the giggles as I apply the lather. I can tell that it tickles his face, but he desperately wants to act just like a man, just like his dad. So instead of erupting into childlike giggles, he releases his joy in the form of a wide smile, very wide. With his grin stretching from ear to ear, I often struggle to keep the soap out of his mouth. Next, I hand him his razor. It's the backside of a large green comb that we have hanging beside the medicine cabinet. As I shave my face, he drags the comb across his own. As I rinse my razor under the faucet, he rinses his under the faucet as well. As I cut my hands and splash water all over my face, he tries to duplicate my actions, but generally floods the bathroom floor with all the water. We dry our faces together, then we head out of the bedroom to get dressed. Every step of the way, he shadows me. From the way I put on my socks to the way I pull on my shirt, he wants to be just like Dad. You know, having a loving father is a wonderful thing. I should know. I've got two of them. My physical father has given me more love and nurturing than most children will receive in two lifetimes. Yet, even with all that he does, his love does not compare with the love of my spiritual father. My father in heaven loved me even before my father on earth knew that I was coming. God had a plan for me even before my father Norman was learning to shave from his father Frank. Before the world began, I was in the will of my father. I love both of my fathers and I want to be like them. Folks often say that I talk just like my dad. Others tell me that the older I get, the more I look like him. It flatters me to hear such comparisons. I want to be like Dad. But more than that, I want to be like God. I want people to mistake my voice for God's voice. I want people to see God's face in my face. I want there to be no mistake that I am a son of God. You too were known by God before time began. He loves you, and he wants you to love him back with the innocent admiration of a child. Stand beside him. Look up into his eyes. Let him lather your face with divine blessings. Don't fight the giggles. Laugh for him. Let him see you smile from ear to ear. Spend your life admiring the Father and trying to be just like Dad. Well, there you go. Just like Dad. You know, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4, just to add in another passage, says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." Watch it. "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight." God had a plan for you before you ever were. Doesn't mean that you have to necessarily obey his command and his plan. In fact, most folks won't. Acts chapter 17, verses 26 and 27 says that he has given us every possible opportunity to find him. We are required to search for him, to look for him. It doesn't mean that you're going to love Dad. It doesn't mean that you're going to be just like Dad. Most folks won't. But for those who will, the joys, the blessings. How cool is that? Just like Dad. Page 3, wrap up. Remember, the quality of your day is directly connected to the depth of your relationship with the Lord. Take pride in your Heavenly Father. Raise your eyes to the skies and say, "My Father did that. That's my Dad." Do you enjoy the Sunny Day Devos? Would you like to support this effort? We could sure use your partnership in what we're trying to accomplish. If you're interested in supporting our family ministry, please be sure to send your email address along with your next contribution. Contributions can be made online at sunnychiles.com, or they can be mailed to Sunny Childs and Family Ministries, P.O. Box 682, Paragould, Arkansas 72451. Until next time, remember, the most important question in life is this: what on earth are you doing for heaven's sake? Be there. Matthew 16:26.